This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I was reading about Rider Lions today.
What an opportunity.
And I quickly wanted to stop. not for any other reason other than, you know, look, you're talking about a 2026 quarterback.
Well, and he's a Mormon kid, so he may not even get there for a couple years. He may go on a mission, so I don't know.
Yeah, I talked to Nemec about this. It sounds like he's graduating early and would do, I guess, what's essentially a condensed mission. It'd be like 18 months instead of the traditional 2 years, so he'd really only miss 1 year at Oregon.
Okay.
See, they're already half-assing the mission.
I like it.
Good for Oregon.
Yeah. Or when he transfers to BYU afterwards, so, you know.
Well, that's what struck me is that, so he is the fifth-ranked quarterback and the 17th best recruit overall in 2026. Mm-hmm. And he is considering Ohio State, Michigan, USC, Ole Miss, but most insiders have Oregon battling BYU for his commitment. And then, of course, instantly our mind goes to, well, if it's BYU, that means he's LDS.
Yes.
Which he is. Yeah. So USC gets the official visit on June 6th. Apparently, they have a lot. We haven't talked about this, but they have a lot of recruiting momentum.
Yeah, USC's got a little juice behind him.
The Ducks get him on June 13th, mm-hmm. and he is well known to be their top target, according to this.
Yes, once they lost the Curtis kid, apparently they shifted and are going full sail into Rider Lions.
So BYU has the advantage of getting the last visit. Mm. He will visit there June 20th.
As they always say, you don't want Oregon to have the last impression because their recruiting trips and their facilities are spectacular.
Yeah, so they're saying LDS mission 2026, football player 2027.
Okay. So yeah, most of the time you lose two, but that makes sense if he's doing it. And I don't know. I've never heard of a shorter mission, but apparently that's a thing now. And, you know, if you leave early, it's just like a redshirt year.
You know? Yeah, basically.
Yeah. It's like, remember back in the day they had gray shirts.
Yeah. So, Dennis Dixon was a gray shirt.
Why can't you serve your mission after college?
I mean, I look,
You're
I'm not
the, to do it as a Ute.
I think you can.
Again,
I do not want to be the spokesman because I don't know what I'm talking about, but I don't believe there's any age. I think most people just go when you get out of high school, but I think you can go whenever. I know old people go. Like my dad went on one when he was like 60.
Well, why doesn't this kid wait till he's 60? What the hell?
I don't know. You're talking in a shocking development. I never went. So
what's he doing?
You're talking, but I had I would say most of my teammates went. And it's funny because some guys came back and it wasn't a big deal. And other guys came back and were never the same. It changes you.
Well, what bodes well for Oregon is that they don't have a 2026 quarterback yet.
Yeah.
But USC does. And so does BYU.
Yeah.
They have you know what BYU's quarterback for 2026, you know what his name is?
I do not.
And I'm not even kidding. This is his name. Mm-hmm. So we have Rider Lions.
It's a great name.
BYU already has Keneal Sweetwine.
What?
I am not kidding.
Oh, hell yeah.
What is happening?
That's
right
his name.
Keneal? How do you spell that?
It's K-A-N-E-A-L.
Okay, Keneal, yeah.
And then Sweetwine is the word sweet with W-Y-N-E.
I Dude. Love it.
Let's go.
Is there an irony with wine and sobriety and the LDS and all that?
There's a little irony there. But can you imagine Rider Lions and Keneal Sweetwine in that quarterback room?
Let's go.
Too much sauce.
That is saucy.
Although Sweetwine's only a three-star kid, so.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's from Utah. He's from Lehigh, Utah. So no offense to Sweetwine, but we want some Rider Lions. Let's go.
Well, like I said, I hope Rider is a nice kid and not a donkey. Because he plays with the cross eye black.
Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because if you're...
He's got really quarterbacky hair.
Yes. He has a Duke face.
He looks pretty cocky. Yeah.
Well, what's interesting is because if he's a Mormon kid, the Mormons don't use the cross.
He does on a couple of his photos here.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that's about.
Don't know.
Maybe you could have a little chat with him. Maybe a little sit down with Rider Lyons.
Well, he does another one where he does war paint too. He's a face painter.
Oh yeah.
He's doing bits. Although
it's war out there.
A lot of kids out there.
Dart's a face paint guy.
Yeah, and they do the face paint thing now. That's a thing. Got to put I think Tua is a cross guy, right?
That's right.
Tua does that. Hey, just thinking of you, Jesus. I'm out there slinging that rock.
Getting my head bounced off the turf, but
got to throw it on there. You know my working theory behind 5-star quarterbacks. Don't pay them. Just let someone else buy them and then get them on the cheap with the transfer thing.
That's right.
That's the one thing. I know you have to recruit. And Oregon, by all accounts, I was listening to Namek saying that Oregon's taking some hits here. Oregon's going to have a top 10 recruiting class. They're going to be just fine, even though they've had some decommitments here. You have to put together elite recruiting classes. It's the lifeblood of college of football. If you don't get elite recruits, you're not winning championships. But with the transfer portal and everything, I just, whenever I hear like that there's like some sort of like hot war, especially for a quarterback, I just kind of roll my eyes because I'm like, in a year, he'll be somewhere else. You just look around at all the quarterbacks that were in the playoffs last year. The vast majority of them were transfers. And the 5-star kids that you read about, the Nico kid out of Tennessee, not there anymore. You know, I just feel like a lot of the quarterbacks that we talk about end up somewhere else. I mean, even like Arch Manning, I know Arch Manning didn't go anywhere. He stuck around at Texas, which is a shocker because most guys don't sit around and wait. But like that, like we're talking about Arch Manning as like, oh my God, going to win a national title at Texas and number one overall draft pick. Can I ask the question of why?
Well, because his name's Manning.
But that's my point. Like, Arch Manning hasn't played.
Well, I know, but his name's Manning.
That's so weird to me.
It's not weird. That's what people do.
But when he did play, he wasn't very good.
Yes, but his name's Manning. That's it.
That's it.
Yes.
So
if his name wasn't Manning, he wouldn't even be on the radar.
Yeah. It's just,
this is what people do.
Yeah, the way
this is the Bronny James thing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Even though Arch is better than Bronny, exactly. But still.
You know, the way we view quarterbacks in the college football game, I think has always been a bit wonky, but especially in today's landscape, I don't fret. Oregon is going to get really good recruits, and Oregon is going to be really good in the transfer portal, and unless something just miraculous changes and Dan Lanning refuses to jump into swimming pools, you're going to get an elite pool of kids, and then it comes down to development and scheme and all of that.
And they're always upset. You've made it. Excuse me.
And getting Rider Lyons. We need Rider Lyons, because if we don't get him, then what on earth could we do?
To take a guy that won't be ready to play for at least 4 years.
There's a burping montage.
There you go. Because if they don't get Rider Lyons... Aren't they just going to pivot to the next quarterback and then we're going to be like, oh, well.
That's right. Well, of course they will.
This is the one that we wanted.
All right. That is far too much recruiting talk. Caleb Williams hates the Bears. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.